Okay, we're on Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Tes. I give the shiur in honor of the birth of my daughter Yocheved. The truth is I had mixed feelings about giving the shiur today. And I got a phone call on Erev Shabbos from somebody in Ramat Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael. And he said he listens to the shiurim on Shmuel and whatever, he enjoys it. And I said, it must be a message, because I didn't know. I knew things would be very hectic. Baruch Hashem, we came home from the hospital last night. But I'm makir tov that we give the shiur here in Oel Avraham Mishkan Yosef in Borough Park. And it's available on the web at mp3shiur.com and also on Kol Haloshim. We're on Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Tes. The Novi before, at the beginning of the Perek, said that Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, is destined for difficult times. Hoy Ariel, Ariel, we began the Mizbeach. The city Yerushalayim, Kiryas Chana David, where David camped, where David set up his monarchy, is going to have difficulties. There's going to be agony and grief. The people will be humbled. These are just the earlier psukim in this parak. They'll be lowered and like speak from the ground, and their voice will be meek. And then Sanchir's army will be destroyed. It'll be like a fine powder, like a dust, all the multitude of the enemy around Yerushalayim. And their dreams of capturing Yerushalayim will be like a dream of a hungry man at night, and when he wakes up in the morning, the dream's over and he's still hungry. He dreamt of eating and satiating himself, but he wakes up in the morning, he sees it's a dream, and he's still hungry. So too, the dreams of all the enemies will not be fulfilled, and Yerushalayim will be safe. Now in Pasuk Tes, most of the Mefarshim learn, this is words again of Yeshaya to the people, that because they're not making Avodas Hashem, service of Hashem, the focus of their life, that's why they're destined for all of these troubles and distressing times. Hismamhu smohu. So the Novi says hismamhu is like to wait. Lo yochlu hismameya. They couldn't delay, they couldn't tarry, and when they left Mitzrayim, the dough was couldn't become chametz. They couldn't wait. But hismamu means to ponder, to take it slow, to think about what needs to be done. Don't go around the rush, the rat race of life, but hismamu, delay, take a moment to ponder. Usmohu, and indeed you'll be in wonderment. Hishtashu vashou. And for these two words, there are numerous explanations. Hishtashu vashou, Rashi learns, means to be blinded. That hishtashu vashou, be in wonderment that everyone's blinded and they don't notice the truth. Shachru v'lo yayin. It's like they're drunk and not from wine. No, they stagger. V'lo sheichar, and they didn't have a strong drink, but they seem to be lost in life and they don't notice the truth. It's like they're drunk. Hismamu smohu. Ponder, wait, and be in wonderment. Hishtashu vashohu. Hishtashu vashohu can be from the term of crying out, Vashoa el Hahar. Hishtashu vashohu, when a person thinks about what's going on, he gives a roar as if to yell at himself for allowing himself to conduct his life the way he's been doing. Hishtashu vashohu, a person should give a roar and cry out. He should cry out. Shachru v'lo yayin, he's been drunk without wine. No v'lo shechar, staggering around without having a strong drink. Others learn Hishtashu Vashohu. The Malbim explains, Hishtashu can be from the term Vayisha Hashem, El Hevel Vel Minchoso, HaKosh Baruch Hu turned to Hevel. Sancheir's army is wiped out outside the walls of Yerushalayim. And the people in Yehuda, the people in Yerushalayim, give a look and they see the whole army is destroyed. And Hismamu, take a moment to reflect, Usmo, and be in wonderment how the mighty army was destroyed. Hishtashu, like somebody turning to see and not knowing, is that really what is in front of him? Is that really so? And he looks again, Vasho, he looks more intently, he turns and he diverts his attention to know, is this really what happened? Shachru v'lo yayin, no v'lo shechar. The enemy has been totally destroyed, as if they have no ability, and they're like a drunken person who's been totally confused and lost and destroyed. One other thought: the Das Sofrim learns Hishtashu can come from the word like Lulei Toroscha Sha'ashuoi. If your Torah wasn't, if not that the Torah was my delight. David HaMelech says, Ozovadati be'onyi, I would have been lost in my suffering. Hismamu smo, pause, think, and be in wonderment. Hishtashu vasho, and then find the true delight in Torah. Shachru v'lo yayin, because those that aren't connected to Torah, it's drunk without having wine. No v'lo shechar, they stagger around without having a strong drink. Kinosach aleichem Hashem, because Hashem has poured on you a ruach tardema, just a spirit of slumber, a deep sleep. Vayatzmes einichem, and He has closed your eyes. Rashi says it's comparable. Rashi says it's like pouring. Mixing the drinks, or HaKadosh, or Nosach can mean to have Nesichus, to have like a ruler, someone controlling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Nosach Aleichem. He's placed you under the control of a deep sleep. Habol Atame Poschem Lo. If a person doesn't want to do what's right, he wants to become Tame, he wants to defile himself, he wants to be involved in the wrong activities, Poschem Lo, he's given the opportunity. And as sad as it is, but there can be a point where it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours on them the deep sleep. If they don't want to look and they don't want to see the greatness of Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu cooperates. If they don't want, they want to be oblivious, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them that assistance, gives them that ability. Habol Atame Poschem Lo, Ki Nosach Aleichem Hashem. Hashem has poured on you a ruach tardema, a spirit of deep sleep. Vayatzim es einechem, and He's closed your eyes. Es hanaviim, the false prophets, ves roshechem, and your leaders, hachozim, that are able to see, they look with astrology, they look at the stars, and they predict what they think will happen. Kisa. They've been covered, that they can't see, they don't know, they've lost their direction, and therefore they themselves won't realize anymore what's going to happen and what they need to do. Vatehi lochem chazus hakol. It became for you, chazus hakol, the true vision. Chazus, the vision, chazus hakol, the visions of all the true prophets, Kedivrei HaSefer HaChosum, it becomes like the words of a sealed book. The Novi is given a message to bring to the people, and they view the words of the true Novi as if he's delivering a message, but it's a sealed book. And he hands you the book, and he tells you, here's what you have to do. But it's sealed. Kedivrei HaSefer HaChosum, like the words of the sealed book, Asher Yidnu Oso El Yodea Sefer, that they give it to somebody who knows how to read. He's Yodea Sefer. He knows how to comprehend. But if they give it to him, Lamor saying, Kronos, they read this, V'amra Lehuchal. The person who receives the book says, I can't. Tichosimu, it's sealed. You give me the book to read, I can't. It's a sealed book. So too they view the words of the Nevi'im, as if the Nevi'im don't understand what Hashem wants. They don't understand what Hashem is, what we can do to correct ourselves. They carry over the message, but they don't comprehend it. It's a closed book. They find an excuse because they don't want to read it. There's a Gemara in Brochus, in Tfilas HaShachar, on Daf Chof Ches. The Gemara says when Rabbi Gamliel was the Nosi, he had a rule that the only ones who could come in were people who were Tocho Kibaro. If they're inside, it's like they're outside. In other words, just like they show that they're interested in learning and they want to hear the Shir, if they really feel that way inside, then they can come. But if he's not a sincere Talmud, if he's not a serious student, he wasn't allowed in. The Gemara discusses after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the Nasi, they allowed anyone who wants to come in, and hundreds of benches were added to the Beis Medrash. And they removed the guard, and anyone who wants can come in. So there's a question, how is the guard at the door supposed to know if somebody's sincere? In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, and he said, okay, we'll remove the guard, whoever wants can come in. But before that, there was a guard that you could only come in if you were Tocho Kibaro. How is the guard supposed to detect the person's motivation? So I once heard an explanation that the guard was there and he didn't allow anyone in. But the people who were Tocho Kibaro, somehow they found their way in. Like Hillel. Hillel didn't have any money to get in by the guard. Hillel was earlier, but he didn't have any money in history, but he didn't have money to get in. So he went on the skylight and he heard the shear from the roof, even though it was snowing. But somehow if he had to hear the shear, is a beautiful explanation. One of the Ger Rebbes said, when Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe Rabbeinu that they didn't have meat, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Where am I? How am I supposed to get them food to eat? I wasn't the one who was pregnant with them. I'm not. You expect me to carry them? Kasher Yisa Ha'omin Esayonek, like somebody nursing carries the baby. Where am I supposed to get meat for everyone?" And the Ger Rebbe asked, "Why is it relevant that he didn't give birth to them and he's not Imanochi Elita to you? I'm not the parent. What are you asking?" You know, the point is, how is he supposed to, b'derech hateva, with barring a miracle, how is he supposed to get meat for everyone? What does that have to do with the fact that he didn't give birth to them? And he says the answer is that somehow a parent has to come up with it if the child needs it, if it's something important, so a parent somehow is able to find a way. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I'm not the parent. I didn't give birth to them. I can't do these. I'm not like a parent." So now, looking at it as an objective outsider, as a different person, how can I provide everyone meat? But somehow, if it would have been the parent, he would have somehow come up with a way. Over here, the Navi's saying this, the guard stood at the door, and people weren't allowed in. If the person was very sincere, maybe he'd find an open window, he'd find a way to get into the Beis Medrash. But the point is, Vatilochem Chazus HaKol, the words of the Nevi'im, the visions of all of them, are Kedivrei HaSefer HaChosum, like the words of a sealed book. If you have a letter and it's sealed with wax, so it can't be opened. Asher Yitnu Oso Al Korei Sefer Leimor Kronoze, you give it to the one who knows how to read, and you ask, read it. V'amar Leuchal, he says, I can't. Kichosimu, because it's sealed. And if they really wanted, as the Matsudas brings down, they would have asked somebody, open up the letter. You're asking me to read it. So let's open it up, we'll break the seal, and we'll read it. But the reaction was, well, it's closed, we can't do it. They didn't have an interest to really know what the Dvar Hashem was. V'nitan ha-sefer. And now if this book would be given, the document is given, al asher lo yoda sefer, to somebody who doesn't know how to read. Lamor saying Koronoze, read this document. Vamar, he'll say lo yadati sefer. I don't know how to read. I'm not literate. Meaning, the Nevi'im know how to transform, how to read, understand the message of Hashem. And when they come and they say a Nevuah, the reaction of the people should be, well, what should we do now? We understand this is a dire situation, and we've done many, many mistakes, and our Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Erech HaPayim, but there's a limit, eventually there's a punishment, what should we do? And instead the Navi delivers the message, and the people tell the Navi, don't delve into it, don't open it up as if they don't know what's inside, even though a Navi is a Yodeya Sefer. A Navi knows if Hashem chose him to deliver the message, a Navi would be able to understand what to do. But they don't want to hear that. V'nitan ha-sefer, so if you were to give this document to the populace, not to the Navi, not to those who understand the word of Hashem, and you ask them what to do, the common people certainly have no idea. They'll say, lo yadati sefer, we have no idea what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. So those that are able to interpret it are not asked to interpret it. And as a result, the prophecies are said, but they don't have an impact, and people aren't learning from it and aren't gaining from it. Rashi brings down that the people at this time, again, they had an awareness of powers which we don't fully understand, but it seems there, from the Gemara also, there's clearly a certain power in astrology, which I don't know if anyone has nowadays. Certainly, I wouldn't believe any of these palm readers and these stargazers and the horoscopes have any truth whatsoever to it. But the Gemara says there are certain ideas a person born under a certain mazel has an effect. In fact, we all know the Chazal say by Avram that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram vayotze yoso hachutza, and he showed him, look up at the stars, and he said, ko yez arecha, till now your name was Avram. Avram can't have children, but we'll make your name Avraham, and then you will have. But even from that, it seems there's a power under the stars that Avram can't have children, but Klal Yisrael can go arise above that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can override and can destroy and can be mishadeid, can plunder whatever forces Hashem placed in nature, and Ein Mazel Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is able to overcome all that. But there is a certain type of koach that exists in nature and that can be understood from the stars. And at the time of the Churban, Klal Yisrael said, they're not worried about the enemy, because if the enemy comes, they can bring down the Sar Shal Eish, and they'll circle the city with fire to protect it, or they'll bring down the Star of Mayim, they'll surround it with a moat of water. They can harness the forces of nature to protect from the enemy. And as Rashi says, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chazus HaKol, Kol Ma She'yisem Chozim B'Mazolos, the visions of everything, meaning you saw in the mazolos, in the constellations, it's now going to become like a closed book. Yeh mechusa mikem. It's going to be covered from you like the words of a sealed document that nobody can read. And then if you give it to somebody who's not able to read, he certainly can't read it. Kach kishetashpia sar ho'esh. So Rashi says when you are able to cause the sar ho'esh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a malach in control of fire, and you'll make him swear to say that he won't, he'll help Klal Yisrael, he won't go against us, he'll destroy the enemy. Yomer lo uchal. He'll say, I'm not able to. Ki chosum hadover mimeni, because it's blocked off from me. Uchshe tashbias chavero yomer eini makir es Hashem hazeh. And when you try to make the other malach swear, he'll say, you're referring to me with a certain name, my name was switched. HaKadosh Baruch will change the names of the malachim. And therefore you will lose your control over the forces in Shamayim, and they won't be able to help you. V'zeu she'amar Yirmiyah, and this is Yirmiyah refers to this, he says, Hinini meisav es klei hamolchama shebiyerchem. Like they had weapons. The people living there in Yerushalayim had a certain assurity of their success because they knew how to harness the malachim and the forces above to help them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says nothing's going to help. If you don't do tshuva and you don't serve Hashem, all your visions, Vatihi lochem chazus hakol, chazus here means to see, like chozim bakochovim, those who see the stars, it's going to be a closed book. It'll be a closed book that they won't be able to help you. And you'll have the wrong names, you won't know how to refer to the malachim. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer Hashem. And Hashem said, Yan ki nigash ha'om hazeh. Because this nation has drawn near. The Targum used the term Chalaf de'is ravrav. They've become great, meaning they've become near to Hashem, meaning they've elevated themselves that they feel very holy and they've drawn themselves up to be close to Hashem. Befivu visfosav kibduni. But they've approached me and they've drawn close, but it's with their mouth, uvisfosav, and with their lips, kibduni. They've honored me, velibo richak mimeni. But their heart, his heart is distanced from me. Vatihi yirosam osi, and their fear of me is mitzvas anoshim ulumada. It's like a command of people. Mulumada means that they've been trained and that they're used to doing. Meaning they show themselves as if they're honoring Hashem with their mouth and with their lips. The Malba makes the point that sometimes a person says the Torah is so deep and the Nevuah is so incomprehensible. How can we, simple people, Basar Adam, how can you understand the word of Hashem? There is a certain truth to that. But if Hashem is giving you the message and He wants you to learn from it, we can't totally comprehend. We have no idea what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Torah, the depth of Torah. We have no understanding at all. But what we are able to understand, we have to understand, and that's what Hashem expects us to do. And we do have the ability to know what Hashem wants from us. But if somebody says the Torah is so great, it's just impossible. It's impossible for us to try to do Chas V'Shalom the Rotzon Hashem. It's just beyond us. So it might sound as a religious type of statement, but it's Ki Nigash Ha'om Hazeh. This people's drawing close, but Befivu V'Sfosav Kibduni. They honor me with their mouth and with their lips. They're saying the words like, how are we able to understand the word of Hashem? But V'Libo Richak Mimeni. It's because their heart is distanced. If Hashem gave a Nevuah, if Hashem gave Torah, He wants us to learn and to do the best that we can. Not to give up and not to say it's beyond us. And what we are able to understand is it's given to us to fulfill. But their heart is distant, so they're not interested in really serving Hashem. Vatihi yirosam osi, and their fear of me is not belayv shalom, it's not wholehearted. But it's mitzvahs ha'noshim ulumada. Rashi says, it's kim b'mitzvahs ha'noshim ha'malamdim osam. It's like people teach others, saying, Hisro kinichnoi milafanov. You have to make it look like you're humbling yourself before Hashem. K'dei lefatoso b'fichem. It's almost as if you try to be mafat to seduce somebody and convince him that you care about him, and it's all a fraud. You're just doing it for yourself. So too, it's like people say, you know, if you go through the motions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you what you want. But that's not the point. This pasuk is one of the main purposes of Musar. This whole perek, beginning of these last psukim, beginning from Hismamu Vaso, to ponder, to pause, and to take stock, and then be in wonderment, like how are we living a life like we're living it? The Mesillas Yesharim says certain things we all know come natural. A person doesn't have to. I once knew a bachur that it was a nebuch, but the boy suffered with the fact that he was afraid he would, I don't know if he would forget, he was afraid his heart would stop beating, or he was afraid he'd forget, his heart would stop beating, or he would forget to breathe, and he was like paranoid. In other words, he couldn't sleep, he couldn't whatever, because he was always afraid, what happens if I forget to breathe? But for a healthy person, Baruch Hashem, the heart continues, and he breathes, and when he's hungry, he knows he needs to eat. Certain things are natural. And other things need to be trained. A person doesn't naturally have an ava, love for Hashem. A person doesn't feel yiras Hashem, unless a person contemplates and he thinks and he works on it. And the Mesillas Yesharim in his Hakdama says a person has to develop a shleimus halev, to be wholehearted. Meaning that he serves Hashem with a pure kavana, not for any other purposes. He has to be complete in his service of Hashem. It shouldn't be like somebody who's has two different thoughts. Sometimes a person can go through life and he figures, you know, this might help, so he'll do this. And that might help, so he'll do that. So, you know, you never know. It could be this, it could be that. So, you know, he'll keep Torah and mitzvahs because, you know, maybe, you know. But a person shouldn't, chas v'shalom, have that doubt. And a person has to do things to strengthen his emunah, to contemplate, to think about the purpose of Avodas Hashem, that he should be committed. Not have two thoughts. It should be a wholehearted service. O ka'osa mitzvahs anoshi melumada. This, the idea in this pasuk. He shouldn't be doing mitzvahs like he's accustomed to. El she'yeh kol libo nosun lazeh. His whole heart should be given to serving Hashem. The Malbim says, there's some mitzvahs that a person does just because he's accustomed from his youth. And he doesn't have kavana, and he doesn't have machshava. He just does it without giving any forethought. But he knows it's a mitzvah Hashem. At least he knows it's a mitzvah. He never really gave it much thought, but he knows he's doing the command of Hashem. The Novi is saying there can be a point where the people aren't even doing it because Hashem said it at all. They're doing it because that's what their teachers and their parents told them. Or as he grew up in the house, there was a Baal Tshuva who was speaking and describing his path of coming to realize the truth and returning to Torah and mitzvahs. And he said when he started the first mitzvah that he did, he said just the idea of doing a mitzvah was such a change in his mindset. Whatever it is, he took a mitzvah and he did it, and he thought, you know, I'm doing this not because I want to do it, not because it's beneficial, I'm doing this because I have to do it. Because God said. And just that thought, whatever the mitzvah was, he said the first time he did a mitzvah, he said, I'm doing this, not because I necessarily want to do it, but that's because what Hashem commanded. It was a totally, we took that small step, and that's a tremendous leap, changing his path in life. But there are people who don't do it because Hashem said it, they do it because the parents told them, their teachers. And they don't even have the das of what exactly they're doing in the mitzvah. They just know this is what they do. But he yirasa mosi, their fear of me was mitzvah sanoshim. It could be understood, it was like a command of people. They didn't view it as if they're doing the mitzvahs of Hashem. They're doing the mitzvahs of people. The parents told them to do this, so they do it. Melumada. And sometimes it's not even like the parents told them to do it and they understand what they're doing. It's melumada, it's a habit. So I like almost lost all sense. It's like somebody who follows a certain recipe because their mother followed that recipe and they don't know exactly why the instructions are like this and why you have to do whatever they're doing, but they do it. They don't understand why they're doing it. They're doing it because somebody told them to do it. And that's the way they're serving Hashem. there's a story with the Satmar Rav, Zatzal, that there was once a Badchan, and he was, you know, making humor to amuse, to be Mesameh Chosin Vakala. And the Badchan was putting on a bit of a show, and he was imitating the way the Satmar Rav acted, the way he davened, and he was acting, and, you know, the people found it very amusing. He did a very good imitation. And as he was going through his act, he saw on the side the Satmar Rav had started to cry. So he immediately stopped and went up to the Satmar Rav and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize, I thought it was all just in the spirit of the day." And he had asked permission before if he could do it. The Satmar Rav agreed, and all of a sudden he saw he obviously had hurt the Satmar Rav's feelings. So the Rebbe assured him and he said, "You should know, I'm not upset at all that you did it. The reason I'm crying is I was watching you and I said, you know, the way you copy the Satmar Rav davening is probably the way I copy the Satmar Rav davening. I have a certain mindset how I should look as the Rebbe. How should it look when I stand to daven before Hashem? And I have a mindset the way I should look. And that's the way I shuckle and that's the way I daven because I have a mindset that's the way I should do it. So I'm basically copying the same way you copy the way a Rebbe should look. I'm copying the way a Rebbe should look. But is every motion there totally true to Hashem?" It's a very deep thought. To think a lot of times we do the motions. One of the Bali Musa once heard a Birchas HaTayra. Somebody had an aliyah. He got an aliyah by the Torah, and he was hearing the way the person said the Birchas HaTayra. So the Bali Musa reacted. He says he wonders how people say the Birchas HaTayra before davening. In public, and you make the bracha one way. But how do you make the bracha when you're privately? It's a very strong Musar idea that a person's thought should be totally... It's a madrega for somebody to even appreciate and to be cognizant of why he does different things. There's many things we do just because others see us and others... the way what they would think we should do. It's like the Gemara says in Brachas, before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Nifter, he gave a bracha to his Talmidim, that their fear of Hashem should be Kemoira Basav Adam, like fear of people. And the Talmidim said, "Ad Khan, that's it? Well, we should fear Hashem like we fear people? That's the extent of Yirah Shemayim." And he answered, "Halavai, because if you were aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching everything you do, and you would act with a feeling that Hashem is watching you like everyone else is doing, you wouldn't sin. Or you're not going to do enough favor where other people see you. If your year as Hashem would be like the year of a person, you wouldn't sin. But Yan Kiniga Sha'omazeh, this people drew near. They showed that they wanted to be close to Hashem. But it was Befivu Visfosav Kibduni, with their mouth and with their lips, lip service. They said the right things. But v'libo richak mimeni, their heart was distanced from me. But to he your awesome osi, their fear of me was like a mitzvah anoshim, a command given by people, melumoda, something that is done out of habit and they're accustomed to. Lochein, therefore, hineni. Again, the truth is there's. It's a Musar, and this is actually the very beginning. As I say, this is the Hakdama of Mesilas Yesharim. Because the first step in Musar is a person should think exactly what his goal in life is, what his purpose is, and why he's doing what he's doing and what he should be doing, and not just go through life as a matter of rote. So it's really the Hakdama, it's the first step. On the other hand, you do see a certain mila. They're obviously keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs in there. And the problem is that they don't have the sincerity. But this is also a certain madrega. They're at least going through, they're doing the right actions, but this is woefully short, certainly for what was demanded of them. And we have to reach for the levels of doing it, belev of shalom. But lochein, therefore, hinini Yosef lahafli yasa'am hazeh. Hashem says, I am going to continue to do wonders with this nation. But these are going to be wonders that are going to be very difficult. It's going to be the wonders of wonders against Klal Yisrael. Wonders of wonders are going to happen. And the wisdom of the wise men will be lost. Uvinas nevonov tistator. And the bina, the understanding of the nevonim, binas nevonov, the understanding ones, their bina will be tistator, will be concealed. Chochma, wisdom, is something you learn. You acquire wisdom. And that can be lost. V'ovda chochmas chachomov, the person forgot his knowledge. He lost his chochma. Bina is a person has developed his understanding, that you tell him something and he can derive and he can learn out new insights. That's not something it's concealed. That understanding is concealed and he no longer has that power. Rashi says, brings down a chazal, Kosha silukum shel chachme Yisrael. When the chachme Yisrael are removed from this world, when they're nifter, it's kiflayim kachurban beis hamikdash. It's twice as difficult as the Churban, Beis HaMikdash. Because when the Torah talks about losing the Beis HaMikdash, about the Churban, about Golos, it says, V'hifla Hashem es makoscha. Hashem will make the suffering of Klal Yisrael, V'hifla, be wondrous. It's like one wonder. Here the Torah says, the Navi says, when we lose the Chochmas Chachomov, the Binas Nivonov, when we no longer have the Chachamim, that's considered to be a blow. That's Haflev Afela. It's a double wonder. It's more than the Toichacha's one wonder. The Hifla Hashem Es Makoscha. This is two wonders. It's a Haflev Afela. Hoi Hamamaki Me Hashem Lastiretza. Woe is to those that try to hide in the depths. Like they're deep down, lastir etzah, and they want to conceal their counsel. They're discussing their plans as if they're far removed and deep. V'hoyah b'machshach ma'aseyim. Their actions are done in the darkness. V'yomron, they say, mi ro'enu, mi yodenu, who sees us, and who knows what we're up to. Hafkechem. The fact that you're the opposite. You're so contrary. In other words, what you do is you show that you're interested and you're not really, you're trying to hide your, outwardly you're projecting a certain image, but inwardly, deep down, you're doing the wrong things. But hafkechem, your opposite conduct, im kechomer hayotzer yechoshev, should it be considered like the Chomer Hayotzer, like a potter's clay? A potter who has to make different vessels so he knows the material he's working with. And he's fully aware of what the abilities and the what he can make out of this material. Kiyomer Masel Oseyu, something that's done, a Maisa, something that's been created, could it say Lo Oseyu to its maker? Lo, son, you didn't make me. V'yetzer, or something that's been molded, something that's been created, Omer Liotro could say to its creator, Lo Haven, you didn't understand when you made me. Obviously, whatever, if something is created and made by a person, it has less abilities and it's weaker, it's dependent and subservient, it doesn't have its own power, it only derived what it derived from the Maker. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what we're thinking. He's the one that made us. He knows exactly what we're up to. Halo Odmad Mizor. And if you're going to ask, Hashem knows all of our thoughts. If so, how come the Tzaddik isn't rewarded? And why the Rosh is not being punished? So the Navi says, Halo od ma'at mizor, it's just going to be a short time. And you'll see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to raise up those that are humbled and humble those that are haughty. It could be this is referring to the destruction of Sanherib's army. Or other times in history where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his greatness. Rashi learns this as if we do tshuva, or this is, there'll be a, we'll see the reward. Hello, od ma'at mizor, it's just being a short time. V'shov levonon la Carmel, the levonon, the heart, the forest of Lebanon, will become la Carmel, will become a place of fields and vineyards, cultivated land. V'ha'Carmel ayar yechoshev, and the Carmel, which is beautiful, land of fields and orchards and vineyards, the Carmel ayar yechoshev will become a forest. The wild forest will now become good and cultivated. And the cultivated lands will become a forest. There'll be an upheaval. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show the righteous are rewarded and the wicked are punished. It also could be understood that V'shov Levonon La Carmel, the Levonon, that area which was a forest, will become La Carmel, cultivated land. V'ha Carmel, and what used to be farmland, will now become cities. The Targum says, Kirvin Sagi'in Yisiv, will become mighty cities where it's populated like the numerous trees of a forest. V'ha Carmel, the fields, La'yar Yechoshe, will become populated cities like a forest. V'shomu v'yomahu, and when that day comes, now all of a sudden those that didn't want to hear, and those that didn't want to understand, v'shomu v'yomahu, on that day they'll understand hachershim, those that were cheresh, those that were deaf, they'll hear divrei sefer, the words of a book. Before they said it was sealed, they couldn't read, they didn't understand. Now all of a sudden, they'll hear the words of the book. Umei ofil umei choshech. And from the darkness and the blackness, Eine ivrim tirena. The eyes of the blind people will see. If he's blind and it's dark, there's two reasons why he can't see. But now neither the darkness nor his blindness will prevent him, but he'll be able to see the truth. The Yosvu Anovim Bashem Simcha, those that are Anovim, those that are meek. Rashi learns Anovim is Savlonim, people that are tolerant, they're patient, and they know that they're suffering, and yet they continue bearing the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs, and they continue with their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives them an inner simcha through all the difficulties. But now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his greatness and he elevates them, the Yotzvu Anovim Bashem Simcha, the Anovim will now increase, they'll be added, their simcha, their joy. The Avyonei Odom, and the poor among the people who are not on the Madrega of the Anovim, they're the common people who have been suffering, the Avyonei Odom, the poor people, B'Kadosh Yisrael Yogilu. And the Holy One of Israel, meaning Hashem, when Hashem shows that He's the Kadosh Yisrael, He shows His connection with us, and He's the Holy One of Klal Yisrael, Yogilu, they'll rejoice. Gilu is a sudden burst of excitement and happiness. So the Anovim, who are tolerant and always had their carrying the yoke of Hashem, they will increase the Simcha. Simcha is an inner feeling. And the Avyonei Odom will now be able to Yogilu, rejoice, and feel the happiness with the Geula. Ki Ofes Oritz, the Oritz, that fierce person is Ofes, he's no more, he's gone. V'chol Leitz, and the scoffer has ceased to be. V'nichrasu kol shokte oven, and all of those that strive, that are shoked, that are constantly involved in oven wrongdoing, they'll be cut off. They'll be destroyed. Wickedness will end. Machtiyei odem bedover. And when we talk about cutting off, it's v'nichusu kol shoked oven, machtiyei odem bedover. We're referring to those that cause others to sin with their word. The false Nevi'im, the false prophets who misled the people. V'lamochiach bashar yekoshun, those that tried to ensnare, trap the one who was mochiach and was trying to rebuke the people at the city gates. He'd stand by the shahr, the gates of the city where people come in and out, and he would try to correct the populace. And there were those that were against the mochiach bashar and Yekoshim, they tried to trap them. Vayatu bato tzadik, those that mislead the righteous with tohu, with falseness, with nothingness. They'll be cut off. Lochain, therefore, the Navi continues. Ko amar Hashem el beis Yaakov. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the house of Yaakov. Hashem, first of all, we're talking beis Yaakov is Klal Yisrael on a lower level, not beis Yisrael. We're talking Yaakov when Klal Yisrael is suffering, when they're in Golos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a message to us as beis Yaakov. And he says, remember, you know who I am. Ko amar Hashem el beis Yaakov. Who's the Hashem? We're talking Asher Podas Avram. I'm the one way back. I'm the one who redeemed Avram Avinu. And I took him out from Ur Kasdim. So Hashem has a vested interest in us. And he's cared and taken care of us from way back. So Hashem says to Beis Yaakov, Lo ata yevosh Yaakov. Yaakov will not be embarrassed now. Velo ata panav yechavaru. And his face won't be pale. He won't be humiliated. Even though things have been rough, he's been in Golos, he's suffered, it looks like the Rishonim have the upper hand. But Kibiroso Yelodov, when he sees his children, Maaseh Yadai, my handiwork, he'll see that his children serve Hashem and follow in the ways of Hashem, and they're Maaseh Yadai. It's evident that they are Hashem's creation. And he sees these children, Bekirbo, in his midst. They look at the children in Klal Yisrael and they see that they're following in the ways that they should. Yakdishu Shemi. They'll sanctify my name. V'yikdishu es kedosh Yaakov. And they'll sanctify the Holy One of Yaakov. Ves Elokei Yisrael Yaritzu. And they'll revere the Elokei Yisrael, the God of Yisrael. Yaritzu, they'll show they'll acknowledge the greatness of Hashem. And those whose spirit strays will now know understanding. They'll understand Bina, even though they've been straying all this time. Verognim, and those that are complaining about the ways of Hashem, they don't see the justice, the fairness, and they complain. The rognim, yomadu lekach, they'll once again learn the teachings of the Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Tes discusses this Gemara. This year was not prepared necessarily to focus on children, but the psukim happened to. These are the psukim that it deals with. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Lachen Koamar Hashem O Beis Yaakov Asher Podas Avraham. The Gemara understands the Pasuk to mean not that Hashem redeemed Avraham, but so says Hashem to Beis Yaakov, the Yaakov who redeemed Avraham. So the Gemara says, V'chi heichon motzinu b'Yaakov shebedol Avraham. Where do you find that Yaakov redeemed Avraham? Amar Av Yehuda shepedo mitzar gidol bonim. Yeah, we find Yaakov did redeem Avraham. Avraham was sort of had an obligation. He had to pay off a certain obligation, a certain debt, what he owed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he had to accomplish in this world. And Yaakov Avinu redeemed him. Yaakov Avinu took over and said, don't worry, I'll take care of it for you. Shepedo mitzar gidol bonin. He redeemed him from tzar gidol bonin. Rashi says, Shehutel alav toirach hashavotim. Yaakov was the one who was had such difficulty raising the shvotim. Shal Avram hayimutel osa torach. Avram Avinu was the one who should have had that difficulty. Tichsiv here basi azaracha. Avram Avinu was promised. Hashem told Avram, I'm going to increase your children. So Avram really had a job to raise a large family. And we know he only had that one son that carried on, Yitzchak. He had other children, but he invested his kochos in Yitzchak, but he didn't raise 12 shvatim. V'hu pedo, Yaakov redeemed Avram. Ka'om Hashem obeis Yaakov, the Yaakov that Asher podes Avram. And the Gemara continues, v'hainu d'chsiv, that's what the pasuk means, lo'ata yevosh Yaakov, Yaakov won't be ashamed, meaning lo'ata yevosh Yaakov me'oviv, he won't be ashamed from his father Yitzchak, because he's raised such a family. V'lo'ata ponav yechavaru is like another phrase, his face won't become pale, me'aviyoviv, from his grandfather, meaning he can look back to the... Very often, the more generations a person looks back, he thinks of what his parents were like, what his grandparents were like, what his great-grandparents, the further generations he goes back, he realizes how he's not as good as his parents, and certainly not as good as the grandparents, and every generation that goes further back was greater. Lo ata yevosh Yaakov, he won't be ashamed from Yitzchak. And compared to Avram, he'd normally have a humiliation, it would be an even more severe embarrassment. His face would turn white. But v'lo ata ponav yechavaru, because Yaakov Avinu can say, I redeemed Avraham. Rashi Tosfos says, Shepedo mitzar gidol bonim. This is something I think anyone who has a family to raise should keep this Tosfos in mind. Tosfos says, Pirush HaKuntres gidol yudbei shvatim. Yaakov redeemed Avram from the raising 12 shvatim. That he parted him from the tzar gidol bonim. Tosfos says, v'lo nihira. It doesn't seem correct. Chodah, first of all, de'eno tzar. Ela simcha. Who said raising a large family is tzar? It's a simcha. Kidamrinon, the Gemara says, Gabi Ovid Edom. The Gemara says at the end of Brochos, that the Aron was for a time before David brought it to Yerushalayim. It was at a time at the house of Oved Edom. And in his household there was a tremendous bracha. And all the women in the household gave birth to 8 children. It says, by Oved Edom, Sheberchu Hashem Bebonim, Bischar Ha'aron. That in the schar they had the aron there, they had the children, the house, everyone gave birth to a lot of children, and the place was a tremendous nursery. Because he had 8 daughters-in-law, and each daughter-in-law gave birth to many children. So it was a simcha, it's a bracha. That's not tzar gidol bonim. V'od Avram ha'ilu bonim b'keturah. Besides the fact Avram had children from keturah, Avram did have a large family. Afterwards, all Hagar was brought back, and he the Torah lists all the children he had from keturah. V'tzorach loymar, the Tosfos says, tzar gidol bonim is tzar shel Yosef ve'echov, the tzar of Yosef and Yosef's brothers, v'gilgul yiridas Mitzrayim, and going down to Mitzrayim, that's all the tzar gidol bonim. I heard somebody was once talking about the difficulties of raising the tzar gidol bonim with raising his family. He was told, that's not tzar gidol bonim. Mamash like Tosfos says, that's gidol bonim, that's raising children. The tsar gidol bonim, that hopefully you won't experience. The tsar that's involved. The Marsha says, the Marsha in this Gemara, he has a number of questions exactly. In other words, Rashi says, Rashi over here in Yeshaya, that Yaakov Avinu won't be embarrassed. Lo ata ponav yechavaru she'ein nimsa psul b'mitoso u'mitoso shleima, that he has, that he, you know, that he raised the 12 shvatim and that they were all tzaddikim. But what exactly does it mean to be podeh, to redeem Avraham? And the Marsha explains that the pshat is the tzoros of Yaakov, the main tzoros of Yaakov, were from Lavan and from Esav. And that was really a tzar that Yaakov had because he wanted to raise the family. And that was the tzar of Esav. It was he had a tsar of Esav, a tsar from Esav, because Yitzchak didn't want it. He never leveled with Esav and told Esav, you know, you have a tremendous schar for kibud avraim. But Yaakov is the one who's going to carry on the Mesorah. Yaakov is the one who's the true Oved Hashem. Yitzchak never told him that. So what happened was, Yaakov had to get the brachas by stealing them. And he had to do it in an underhanded way. And therefore, Esav had an anger for Yaakov because he thought Yaakov stole the brachas and Yitzchak would have given it to him. So Yitzchak was a result why Yaakov had to flee from Esav, and he ran to Lavan. And over there he was at Lavan, and he was very poor, and he suffered in order to be able to marry Rachel and Leah. He was there for 20 years. And then when Yosef was born, then he, as Chazal say, that's the one who can counteract Esav. Once Yosef was born, so then Yaakov was ready to return. And Lavan chased after him and wanted to bikesh Lavan lakar esakol. And then again, Yaakov had to suffer. He was afraid that Esav, on his way back, Esav met him. Penyovo vikani emal bonim. So the suffering that Yaakov had with Esav and with Lavan was all part of him raising the family. He had to suffer from Esav and Yaakov. So because of Avraham, Avraham had a bracha that the Herbesi Azaracha, Avraham has to raise a Klal Yisrael that's supposed to be numerous, and he has to raise a whole Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu didn't raise the whole Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak never told Esav that he's giving the brachas to Yaakov, and therefore Yitzchak also caused, so as a result of, because of Avraham having to raise a Klal Yisrael, and Yitzchak not telling Esav and loving Esav, therefore Yaakov had to go through all of these sufferings from Esav and from Lavan. And when somebody is embarrassed, Chazal say, the red, ruddy color drains from his face and it turns white. The Maharsha says that could be the pshat in the pasuk. Yaakov asher podas Avraham, he redeemed Avraham by raising this family. And lo atza yevosh Yaakov, now Yaakov will not have the embarrassment of the red color draining, which is a reference to Esav. Esav is Vayetze Arishon Admoni. Esav is the red one. But lo atza yevosh Yaakov, he won't have to have the embarrassment and the suffering from Yaakov, from the Esav. V'lo atza ponav yechevoru. Yechevoru means the fate to become white. Lavan. He won't have to have the tzara, the embarrassment of having to deal with Lavan. All of those difficulties, once it works out well, and kivrosa yilodav maisa yodai, he sees that his children are the handiwork of Hashem, the tzaddikim that he has. Yakdishu shmi, they'll sanctify my name. Rashi says it's a reference to Hananiah, Mishael of Azariah, the descendants of from Klal Yisrael who were Moiser Nefesh, who were ready to be thrown into the fire, were thrown into the fire. V'higdishu as Kadosh Yaakov as Elokei Yisrael Yaritzu, and now they'll sanctify the Kadosh Yaakov as Elokei Yisrael Yaritzu. They'll acknowledge that all the strength, all the greatness comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yodu so'e ruach binon, those that have been straying that we've discussed in this whole perek, those that aren't aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now they'll gain a bina, they'll have a deep understanding of Hashem. V'rognim yilmedu lekach, and those that may have been complaining will now once again learn Torah. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem torosi al tazovu. They'll learn the yilmedu lekach, they'll learn the teachings of Torah, and they'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'leivav shalom.